This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Today's printing is very different from the processes used in Johannes Gutenberg's era, who introduced the concept of printing in Europe in 1439. Well, today you can print something from your mobile even if you're miles away from your printer. I'm here today with Jeffrey Kung, the new head of consumer systems product divisions for Canon, to talk about today's printing technology and where will printing be in the future. Jeffrey, before we start, you recently taken over the helm of consumer systems products, the consumer printing division of Canon. So tell me a bit about yourself, because I understand that you started in Canon when you were just 19 years old.
Jeff, thanks. Yes, it's true. I joined Canon even before I got my college results. And of course, this is my first job till now. I used to sell typewriters. I did a lot of things like canvassing, cold canvassing. Those were the days that you had to actually meet consumers or even customers from the corporate world. Mm. But today, of course, printers are mass-produced. And in a way, we don't really go to end users anymore. They actually visit our outlets, our retail outlets. And the numbers of the printers have gone from against 1995, when we started, five times more than the then. So, of course, for me, being a 100% Canon guy, it's pretty interesting because in Canon, of course, we have a saying, Kyosei. What it means is that living in harmony together. So I think we have been given a lot of opportunities within the organization. And hence, with the growth of printers, especially inkjet products, I've grown from, like I said, from a salesman, and now I'm the head of the division, managing 61 people nationwide. So it is definitely an interesting task. But then again, as I mentioned, I've been there so many years, so basically I have known everything inside out, whether inside the organization or the industry.
Now, so what role do you play now as the assistant director with CSP?
Basically, we have five different departments, of course. Number one, we have the marketing side, the sales, retail and SI, the service and the admin. So basically, I do not manage the sales side anymore. I'll just need to spearhead and give the right objectives and long-term or mid-term plans for the team, while focusing more into improving our processes. Though we have been number one for the last 18 years, just for information, we believe that the demands, whether from the industry or the changes within the industry, requires constant progress, not change, like I say, progress. Hence, we need to improve further, especially in terms of systems and communication to our partners and consumers.
You know, you've been around in the company for a very long time. What are some of the things when you joined early on and you noticed that, you know, this is very unique? What are some of the fascinating things about printing back then?
Okay, printing back then was definitely different. Number one, we had dot matrix, of course. That was something that Canon didn't get involved into it. Then we had lasers, of course. Then we had the inkjets. Of course, inkjets initially was black and white too. And when it became color, that was when it became very interesting. That was when the market actually boomed tremendously. Why? Because those days when people talk about printing in color, there was a regulation, many may not know, Jeff, that you needed a permit to actually get a license to print in color, the color copying, whereby, besides the permit, you actually need to build a strong room. a strong room, something like a bank. You have steel bars, and there were records that were required for every printout that was done. So anyone that wanted to print in color those days, in Malaysia, We were required to do that, whether Canon itself, because we were giving services, right. services, or even if you are a customer or a dealer that bought the unit, you were required to do that.
Okay, why is this so? Why was there such a restriction on, you know, color printing back then?
I believe then because the notes or money were much simpler. So imagine you can actually print color that looks like money. So in that circumstances when there's such a phenomenon, new technology that can actually in a way replace money, so I think that came along to ensure that there's no foul play or abuse.
So what goes on when you did color printing back then? You know, what needed to be done? You know, you were saying that you need to build like a bank-ish style of room. So how do they monitor? What sort of things they do?
Yeah, so besides, of course, having a banking room, because the copier was much complicated, not like today. So they were actually we were required to have a trained person. That trained person were required to learn the usage of it, and like I said, the recording into the book or the log is crucial. So we were required to have a staff or a team of people to really closely monitor, especially for the unit that was within Canon. So that was crucial.
You know, obviously, laser printing or, you know, color printing was very difficult back then. So what made printing a bit more easier? Was it the inkjet or was it the color inkjet?
Okay. I think the color inkjet came in with a big hoo-ha. No one thought about printing color during that time. So when Bubblejet, Canon came into Bubblejet, that was the name that were BJ printers. That really gave a very big excitement, not just within Canon, but in the industry and the consumers. They never thought that they can print in colors. And as you know, colors are much more livelier. Black and white are more taxi, and you don't really see much vivid experience or tones. So when color came along, although it was just color, it was not photo then. It was color first. So everyone was very excited. I mean, not just ourselves. I think the consumers were just like knocking on the doors. Like I said, when we started selling black and white inkjet printers or even lasers, there were no excitement. People were just saying, okay, please come in, you must do demo and etc. So when colors came, consumers asked for it, and partners or our dealers or distributors were head over heels over it. In fact, they from having maybe from 1-2 distributors, overnight we had about 10 distributors. So the consumers were crazy for it, I would say, at that time.
Well, I guess, you know, because, you know, when you mentioned about laser printers and, you know, black and white printers, those days printers were big, they were noisy, and it was not something that you necessarily want to have. It's something that you need to have, hence you go and buy it. And when Bubble Jet came out, I remember a lot of people just looking at it and like, oh, I gotta have one of these because, you know, it's cool, right? So how different is printing today, you know, compared to what you just mentioned, you know, early on?
Of course, I mentioned number one, it was color, and then photo came along. Photo with the digital cameras, the progress of the quality of the cameras, people wanted to have photo quality, and of course, Canon being one of the major players, whether in inkjet or lasers, we started to have better printers, especially on the inkjet side. Inkjet has always been prominently growing or meeting the expectations of consumers in terms of the photo quality. And of course, after photo quality, what do they expect? Now we are talking about copies per print, lower running costs, right? So this is something that is also being asked for in terms of the expectation from consumers. And with the mobile gadgets being such a important part of our daily lives, we are looking at number one, mobile printing, and of course Wi-Fi, and of course the latest thing is cloud printing and apps printing. So it has evolved from a very simple color printing to something that is more trendy We need to actually evolve and follow the trend of the current equipments and not just looking at ourselves as a printer manufacturer.
Mm. And printers have become much more smaller, much more portable. In fact, you've got portable printers, you know, you can bring around and you don't have to just leave it at home.
Yes. Those days, like you said, you know, printing are usually done in the office. You hardly see any printers at home. Mm. But now, I think most of the homes will have at least two or three printers, which is quite normal. And like you said, it's true. The printers are no longer so bulky. Part of it is due to the improvement on the manufacturing part and the understanding that consumers also want to look for a product that's more sophisticated and not too big.
I'm speaking to Jeffrey Kung, the head of Consumer System Products Division for Canon. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about what Canon is doing since we're moving into a paperless age. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu and I'm here with Jeffrey Kung, the head of Consumer Systems Product Divisions for Canon, and we are talking about the evolution of the printing technology from the dot matrix printers to printers of today. Jeffrey, would you consider printing as a sunset industry? You know, now as we're moving into a paperless age and, you know, greater online content sharing generation?
Definitely not, because I joined Canon in 1995. Mm. I did typewriter. When I was even doing typewriter before printer was a hit, people were talking about paperless. and in 1995, that was about 9 years back. And if you look at it, I think IDC has shown that in terms of number of printer pages, you're talking about 2.98 trillion pages in 2012 against 3.03 trillion pages in 2011. Mm. So there were not much differences in terms of the print volume. But most importantly is that documents are still required to print, whether in terms of assignments, agreements, etc. But one thing we realized is that people would like to have more memories, especially with digital cameras, especially now in SRR, no more compacts. The quality of the picture taking with the output in terms of printing, I think this is something that everyone is looking forward to. Many may not realize, right? But if you really given the right recommendation, of course, from the principals or from the dealers, I believe that you actually will print more, because it is something that's very precious. Printing something out is different from seeing in your iPad, seeing from the computer. And I believe if you really have the opportunity, maybe not buy a printer first, maybe you have any opportunity to go to any concept store or any outlets and you actually print out using your mobile or using any hard disk, you'll be surprised that you may actually want to buy a printer and print more. Mm. So I think most importantly is that people need to have the experience of printing it, and then they will realize that printing is much more than just document printing.
Mm. So what are some of the challenges that you know, Canon or you in Canon now face in terms of selling more printers?
Of course, with the high market share or the growth of printers previous years compared to now, of course we need to be more aware about the market situation or the industry, not within the printer industry itself. Those days we were looking at desktop computers, then we had the notebooks, and now we are looking at smartphones, tablets. So as one of the major manufacturers, we need to be more proactive into ensuring we actually meet the specification and, of course, in terms of connectivity with the current equipment. So I think that will be something that we really need to be a bit aggressive, because if we don't, it will be something like, I think, computers, which are facing huge, competition against the mobile gadgets. Mm. So for us, I think printers, we need to continue to improvise, not in terms of just the specs, but also I think the quality. I think the quality can still be improved further, and that will enhance users' expectation. Ultimately printing more.
So is the focus for Canon now, what is the focus actually? Is it more on just, you know, having quality photo printers, or, you know, is it just cheap printers?
I think for Canon, we realized that we cannot have one printer that can cater for all. Those days, we had one printer. I still recall BJC210S, 1996. If you remember those days, we call it a super printer. Mm. SP is a super printer. That printer can like do everything, meaning you can cater from the top end consumer right till the entry level consumer. But now it's very different. We have like 20 old models of inkjets, just inkjets. And lasers, we also have about 27 models. Mm. So we basically need to have different requirements for different usage or needs, consumer needs. So there are consumers that want low cost per print. There are consumers that want photo printing. There are also users that are looking for mobile printing. So what we are trying to do, of course, certain models will have everything, but some may not. Some will be more catered to that segment. So for manufacturer, what we need to do is basically, we are trying to, of course, manufacture more models to cater for the different segments and needs.
Mm. So you're saying that there's no real one printer that fits all,
no.
and there are different types of users as well.
Yes.
Some users want to photo print, some users want just to print bulks.
Yes.
What are the new technologies in printers that are today available, you know, for customers that, you know, they can look out for?
I believe Wi-Fi is something that is a must compared to those days, because people don't want a cable and they don't want to be stuck with a cable. They want to be mobile. So I think Wi-Fi and mobile printing is something that is a necessity. For any manufacturer, I think this is something that we have to so-called move into that direction. Other than that, of course, photo printing is still crucial. Because as much as you can move around mobile, mobility may be one of the factors. But if you do not have the quality, the printing experience may not be what you expect, and you may not print that many.
Mm.
Yeah,
You know, these days, when you talk about printing, it doesn't necessarily mean paper printing. You know, we've also moved into an age where 3D printing has evolved, although it's still very young. What is Canon doing? Is it a company that looks at 3D printing as a competitor, or is it looking at 3D printing as a new technology that they can show it to the market, to the consumers, or is it just a technology too young for you to even notice?
3D printing is something very new, of course. Of course, Canon do not have any 3D printers at the moment. We take note that yes, there is some demand in terms of this segment, but 3D is a very niche market. I think there's only two main markets at the moment, more into manufacturing sector, whereby they need a prototype, yeah. And secondly is for the retail that's giving services, whereby you actually provide services and sell the item or the services to consumers.
Mm.
So this is a different market altogether, something that we are not looking into. It's more industrial, we feel. So, but as mentioned, we are looking at a more consumer or corporate or government printing industry. So at the moment, Canon is not looking at this area.
Hmm. Yeah. How would you envision printers in the future? Say, 10 years from now?
I believe printers will become even smaller. Yeah.
Smaller than the paper.
Who knows? Yeah. Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. But I think, in terms of size, yes, we foresee it will be even smaller. And in terms of the trend following the gadgets that come along, I think this will be something that all the printer manufacturers will continue to progress. Again, I'll highlight, photo printing will be something that will continue to be part of the printers in future. So I believe photography or photo printing will be something very interesting down the road, whether 5-10 years down the road.
Alright. I've been speaking to Jeffrey Kong. He's the head of consumer system products for Canon, talking about the evolution of printers. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.